Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We reach out to our very own dangerous Daryl Ryder. Brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Sorry, the sunburn's messing with my head, Daryl. Hello, Daryl.
It's a little hot out there, Ken. I understand.
It's warm. I spent a lot of time.
By the way,
what?
I owe you congratulations on your big wins this weekend.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
I appreciate
that
very much.
Stop complimenting him. I'm the only one that refuses to congratulate him.
That's because you're you, Jason, and I'm the better man.
I didn't even know
about it. Jason's a nasty person. Daryl's a great person. There's the difference. I'm going to go from hell to heaven when I go from Thursday to Friday with Jason and then Daryl, who's hosting. Both are hosting for Anthony Lima, who just joined us but is out this week. Let me start with the Cavs here, Daryl. Daryl, do you believe that this is the clock just started speeding up on the Cavs right now because you got 2 years left? Tyrese Halliburton's out for the year. I mean, he's going to be out for the year. If what his dad's saying is true, his dad says a lot of things, but I'm assuming it's true. Now it's like, oh boy, we got ourselves an opportunity here, and maybe now's the time to strike, but I don't know what moves are out there yet. Just maybe this is the time where it's put up or shut up time for this team.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I just looked it up. Over the 2020, 21, and then the 21-22 seasons, the Thunder went 46-108, right? They bottomed out. They collected a ton of assets. And 3 seasons later, they're NBA champions. By the way, they still have a ton of first-round draft picks, too. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm not saying that they're the next NBA dynasty in the making, but they have their entire team basically under contract next year, and they have all these first-round picks at their disposal to get even better, which is a scary thought. And with Halliburton, unfortunately, suffering that ruptured Achilles last night, or at least that's what it sounds and looked like. I think that it does open the door for the Cavaliers a little bit. The East is wide open. And at some point here, when you look at the collection of talent the Cavs have, they got to walk through the door. It's frustrating this year was not the year that they did that, although, as we've talked about in the past, Ken, I'm not convinced they would have beaten the Knicks, and I'm not convinced that had they gotten through New York and gotten to the finals, they would have beaten this Oklahoma City team. So whatever the missing ingredient is, whether it is that mental toughness or the physical toughness or whatever, I do feel like there's a chance they're going to be forced to have to find that internally. But yesterday's news from Shams Charania, in which he reported the Cavaliers were a wild card to get Kevin Durant, they inquired about it and whatnot. That tells me that Kobe Altman is not just ready to sit on his hands this offseason, despite the restrictions he has to deal with.
He's one of the 10 best players in the game. Of course they should be in on him.
Yeah. You're not doing your job, Jason, if you don't make the phone call, right?
Yeah, I just don't think that wasn't very realistic for a variety of reasons. You know, Ken keeps saying, did the clock speed up? The clock's already ticking pretty fast.
I keep asking. I didn't say it. I'm asking.
But the clock sped up.
Don't give away what we can sell at 8:45.
The clock.
Be an entertainer for once in your life, for Christ's sake.
Why do I keep coming in here and dealing with it?
Because you enjoy the abuse. That's why.
Well, I was going to. Well, never mind. Now
Jason, you would
minutes.
Never get this abuse with me. No, I just want to point that out.
You do it
out.
Now, Jason.
Now I got to wait 15 minutes to say what I was going to say.
No, you do it now. You say it now. Say it.
No, I just. The clock sped up as soon as they entered luxury tax status.
Right.
And as soon as they're salary jumped as soon as they made the trade for DeAndre Hunter and they became a second apron team next year. That's when the clock sped up. It really has nothing to do with Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you come up with something else for 845.
Shador. I'm kidding. Well, you know, but Jason said it himself. I think the best chance for them to get better is just Evan's growth. I mean, he has to be the number one player on this team as much as we all love Donovan Mitchell. And I think there's a lot of trust with Donovan Mitchell because I've seen it with him over the last couple of years. And I even saw it with him in Utah. I mean, he takes over. He becomes the guy. But I think that we all are left with an uncomfortable truth that if this team is going to get to the NBA Finals, it's going to really have to start going through Evan. And so, Daryl, I have to admit this, that Darius Garland's injury, it might be a great start for the Cavs because it has to force Evan to take a stronger stance within this offense. And by the time that Darius comes out, it's not that he's like he's going to be out until like March or April or something like that. But by the time he comes back, it might be like, hey, like we have to run the offense this way. And you can't be as ball dominant as you've been before. We have to throw the ball inside of the block a little bit and open up opportunities for you and Donovan on the outside.
Yeah, and well, and then there's also been the emphasis this year to get Evan to work on the perimeter as well and not be shy about shooting those three-pointers. Now, that's something that J.B. Bickerstaff started in his final season here in Cleveland, and it continued under Kenny Atkinson. But I do agree. Like, Evan Mobley, no disrespect to Donovan Mitchell, but Evan Mobley does have to be the best player on this team. He took a quantum leap this year. And then, frankly, they need him to take another quantum leap come next season. There's no question about that. Kobe Altman made that very clear in his postseason congratulatory press conference. We won 64 games, but we're out in five again for the third straight year in the playoffs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But they've got to find ways to either correct or find someone that helps them fix what has been the same narrative each of these three off seasons. Not mentally tough enough, not physically tough enough, not prepared for the hand that was dealt to us by our opponents in the playoffs. It happened against the Knicks, happened against the Celtics, and it happened against the Pacers. And yes, the last 2 years, injuries are part of that, but injuries are part of the game, and you got to be able to overcome some stuff. And this Cavalier team seems to be one that when the heat is on, they struggle the most. And that's not how you go on and win NBA championships. So they've got to figure that unknown quantity, that it factor, whatever it is. They got to get that figured out, whether that's bringing in a piece or, again, the internal development. And I think that does go far beyond just Evan Mobley taking another quantum leap.
Darryl, we played a clip earlier of Daniel Jeremiah saying he believed the Browns will start one of the rookies at quarterback in week one. Ken says that is a catastrophic, tragic mistake. What say
you? Did I say catastrophic or tragic?
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's a very bad mistake, I got to tell you.
Well, I don't know if I would go as far as Ken went with it, Jason, but I would say that I would not do that. I would not start. Look, you're talking about third and fifth round picks here. This isn't a first rounder, okay? These are third and fifth round picks. There's a reason they were drafted where they were drafted. And to have the expectation that either one of these kids is just going to be ready to roll week one against the Bengals, I just don't think is realistic. I also don't think it's fair. You brought back Joe Flacco for a reason. You traded for Kenny Pickett for a reason. Frankly, I think, at least for now, this isn't a four-man quarterback race. For me, it's a two-man race. It's between Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco to start. And one of two things are going to happen. The loser gets voted off the island and gets moved in a trade for a late-round draft asset, or they just go ahead and keep all four of these guys on the roster, which I, having covered the Browns as long as I have, and Jason, you know this too, and Ken, you know this too, the more quarterbacks, the merrier with this franchise. But yeah, I don't think that starting a third or a fifth round pick in week one of their rookie season, I just don't think that's the way to go.
Can I tell you, I'm annoyed by one thing that's being thrown out there. I wasn't annoyed by Shedeur Sanders and his speeding tickets. Guys get speeding tickets. I hope he slows it down after this.
Right.
I really do. The thing about, well, he's not around his dad anymore. And it's like, well, you,
yeah.
Like, dear old dad ain't going to be there for you all the time, man. Like, we got to be grown-ups here. That doesn't, just because dad's not, I know that, hey, we get around, we get away from dad, we get away from home, we yeah. act a fool, but I'm not. We're in the NFL now, man. Your time for sowing your wild oats was years ago. We can't do that now.
But he didn't get that opportunity because dad was always there.
Well, I'm sorry then. I guess he never gets the opportunity.
I don't buy it.
Now's not the time to be doing that stuff.
I'm not buying that as an excuse, but I do think it's a fascinating point that he's been under his dad's thumb literally his entire life and all through college. Think about all the crazy things we did in college because it was our first time breaking away from the parents, and he did not get that. I'm sure he still had his moments, but dad was still lingering.
Okay, but then that means that it's a professional sports franchise. This is not the place to go ass off because dad can no longer look after you.
And I agree. I don't think
he's not in the position to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a valid excuse, but it is fascinating that I hadn't really thought of that this is his first time away from dad.
Well, and the other thing too, guys, driving 100 miles an hour is really not news in Texas. Like, that's what they do down there.
You know, somebody did mention, was it Eric Mangini who mentioned that? And I'm like, you know, elsewhere, outside, I'm not justifying it. 100 miles, 100 miles. Okay,
of course not. Me neither.
And I know you're not. But there are people around the country like, you guys move like slugs up there. It's it's very restrictive. Excuse me. It's very restrictive on the speed here.
I mean, Owen's
from Oklahoma.
We talked about it Friday with Daryl. The turnpike's 80 where I live. Like, it's...
Really?
I went back to Oklahoma over Mother's Day weekend, and doing 90 was not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I can't count the number of times I've been over 100. I'm not going to kill the kid for driving 100 miles an hour.
You should see how fast that parade's going to go when they have it for the Thunder. It's going to be...
Well, but it wasn't a big deal. And then when I hear, like, well, his dad's not with him anymore, I go, no, God. We're not doing the Brad McCoy stuff all over again.
I agree. That is not a valid excuse.
That's all.
No. And look, it's the first blip, right? I mean, he's done everything right since getting here. He has shown himself to be able to handle us very well. He's looked good on the field. He's done a lot of stuff off the field as far as, working with and hanging out and talking to kids in the area without sending out press releases saying, oh, look at what I'm going to do. Please come on out and cover this. I'm not killing him over the speeding tickets. I'd like him to take the foot off the accelerator a little bit and be a little safer out there. But I'm like everyone else, we've all been there. So let's not be throwing stones at the same glass house we all live in.
Daryl, thank you for the hot time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take it easy on Jason.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.